We've talked before about the efforts that have been underway for some time to increase the numbers of longleaf pine acres in Alabama. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama continues to promote forest stewardship, and State Staff Forester Tim Albritton is pleased with the efforts with longleaf pine restoration so far. That is, except for one thing.
Randall, the only thing that would keep me from being completely satisfied is that some of these existing stands that we've helped landowners establish, they're not coming in and doing the prescribed burning to the level I'd like to see. I don't think we'll ever get 100% of the folks involved with prescribed burning because of certain risk and just worries of folks being involved with something like that. But I think there's a larger percentage of landowners that are not prescribed burning these stands that concerns me. And really, to get the full benefit of a longleaf ecosystem, you really need to have prescribed fire on the ground every 2 or 3 years. And so that's my goal, is to try to continue to encourage the prescribed burning of these stands. And if we can get there, then yes, I'm going to be real satisfied.
Now, forest lands cover more than 210 million acres in the southeastern part of our country, and there are more than 21 million acres of forest in Alabama alone, with over 95% of those being privately owned. Now, the longleaf has many benefits, including providing critical habitat for a wide range of plants and animals. But the species has declined, and that's why the Longleaf Pine Initiative started 5 years ago. And Albritton invites landowners to learn more about it.
They can visit our local service center or check out our website. There should be adequate information on the web, but nothing beats a face-to-face visit with our local folks.
So to find out more about the Longleaf Pine Initiative or what it takes to get started with prescribed burning efforts, just contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.